is worse, blocking train traffic and the cost it causes to the public good, or the effects of climate change globally and locally? Those are two issues being talked about in a courtroom in Linwood this week in what's being called an historic trial about climate justice. A group of activists who've branded themselves the Delta Five are in court this week trying to explain their actions. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Pielthrop was in the courtroom all day yesterday and joins us now live in the studio. Bellamy, give us a recap of the story. What's going on in Linwood this week?
Well, the topic is climate change and oil train safety and whether protesters who blocked train tracks in Everett caused more harm than the cost of the disruption of commerce. The state is arguing that these five protesters who call themselves the Delta Five after the train yard, the Delta train yard in Everett, whether these five people, they built a contraption atop the train tracks, and one woman was perched at the top of it. They blocked the rail line for 8 hours on this BNSF property. And the state is arguing that blockage cost something like $10,000 a day or $600 per train per hour for each train blocked. And so they have to defend themselves and possibly serve jail time. So that's why they're talking about this in court in Linwood.
So why is this case being called historic?
Well, apparently this is the first time that a jury in the United States will hear arguments on climate change as a defense that is equal to economic harm done by their actions. Defendants in the courtroom can't talk with any media outside the courthouse right now, but the defense has some pretty interesting supporters in the courtroom who can talk. And one of them is a man who founded a center for civil disobedience after he himself served 18 months of a 2-year sentence in federal prison for blocking a gas project in Utah. I asked him, this guy's name is Tim DeChristopher, why the defendant's team of lawyers were focusing, among other issues, on bullying as they selected the jury during the voir dire. And I think we have a cut. We could hear what he has to say about that.
Trying to get people to think of this case in terms of oppression and standing up against oppression, and what people's views were regarding that.
And basically saying that, you know, it's come to the point where they are putting their bodies out there on the line, literally risking their lives in order to make their point.
All right. And this case is continuing today in Linwood, right?
That's correct. After lunch should be pretty interesting.
All right, Bellamy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kirsten.
KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Pielthrop reporting live this morning. It's now 8:33.